And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. Going to be with you on air tonight until 11 p.m. tonight. And what you heard at the start of the set was something from the surf rock group called Carlo. And Carlo is based out of Toronto. And they have a new album out that's a self-titled deal. And you heard the track called Comanche Drive. Some really nice instrumental surf rock to start this evening off. And I hope everyone's doing pretty well. Enjoying the nice weather and maybe checking out the Folk Fest this weekend, or just getting out there and enjoying the sunshine. But either way, hopefully you keep it locked on CITR, and got a pretty great wide variety of music coming up for you tonight. Started off kind of low key, and then later towards the end, kind of get into a little bit more heavier and loud stuff. But so anyways, Carlo, you can check them out at carlosurf.bandcamp.com. And once again, they're based out of Toronto. So up next, you can hear something from an album that I've been playing quite a bit the past little while. And that's the new album from Dusted, which is the work of Brian Burchard. And I believe that's how you say it. The new release is called Blackout Summer. And it does kind of have a bit of an Americana feel, but it does kind of have some light, hushed acoustic sounds that's similar to a lot of the previous work that Brian Burchard has put out. You're going to hear a track called Will Not Disappear. And then after that, you're going to hear an artist out of Montreal, if I'm not mistaken. And she has a brand new album. Well, actually, not a brand new. It came out, I think, in 2017. Let me see. Oh, wait, no, actually, it came out this May. And it's an album called Dazed. And that's Maggie France, based out of Montreal, Quebec. And it's the work of Emmy Mae Austin, but she goes by the stage name, or I guess the name Maggie France. You're going to hear a track off of the new album, a track called, what did I have queued up? Oh, something called Blue Light. And you can check it out at maggiefrance.bandcamp.com. After that, we might get into a track by a group called Bird's Feet that I was just checking out before I came in, but we'll see how it flows and we'll see how it goes. But either way, you can hear something from Dusted right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is a track called Will Not Disappear.
Headlights, no control, caught in a coma, but you would never know. Hey now, it comes so slow. Is this the collision that we were braced in? Big idea. You can close your eyes, but it will not disappear. Could I be a coma? Thank you.
And we're back. That was something from Bird Feet, a track off an album called Patina. You heard the track called Wanderer's Song. And that's the work of Kimberly Edgar, based out of Dawson, Yukon. And you can check them out or check out her Bandcamp at bird-feet.bandcamp.com. Prior to that, you heard something from Maggie France. A track called Blue Light is taken from the brand new album called Days that came out last month. I'm not sure what, it could just be an independent release, but you can check it out at maggiefrance.bandcamp.com. You heard the track called Blue Light. Prior to that, at the very top of the set was something from Dusted. The new album is called Blackout Summer. The track was called Will Not Disappear. And thanks for tuning in. The show is Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone. I'm going to be with you until 11 p.m. tonight. And don't forget, you can check out our website, citr.ca, and you can check out podcasts, playlists, and get a running list of songs recently played. And if you like, you can phone the booth at 604-822-2487, and that's UBC, or 604-UBC-CITR. So up next, you're going to hear an artist that came through town a few weeks ago, and I had the... I was able to catch the show is what I'm trying to say. And that's the work of Lingua Ignata. And she puts on a very, very interesting live show. And when I did see her, she actually played something like 15 minutes. And she's based out of Providence. And she's got an album that is reissued. And at the time I had played it, I didn't know it was going to be reissued. I thought it was just an older release. But Profound Lore did a reissue of her album called All Bitches Die that originally came out in, I think, June 2017. And I'm not sure what label it came on, but I know this new release has come out on Profound Lore Records, which is a really, really great loud and experimental label. I play them quite often. I'll be playing some more artists from them later on in this hour. So you're going to hear a track called God Gave Me No Name. And she's doing a huge tour with a band called The Body, who I've played quite a bit before. If you get the chance, definitely see her live. And you can check her out at linguaignata.bandcamp.com, and she's got a few releases on that. So without further ado, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this track is called God Gave Me No Name.
God gave me no name.
And we're back. That was something from Lingua Ignota, a track off her album called All Bitches Die. That was a track called God Gave Me No Name. And it was recently reissued by Profound Lore Records. So, yeah, I had the chance to see that show along with The Body. And they played some kind of a shorter sets, but it was still definitely worth checking out. So, up next, we're going to hear an artist that's coming through town, and I'm super, super excited for this show. And it's a band called Paradise Lost. And if you're not familiar, Paradise Lost is a long-running metal band that's been kind of credited as starting the kind of funeral doom, death doom metal that's influenced a lot of different artists, such as Hooded Menace. And they're the reason why I got into them is... Hooded Menace pays a lot of influence from the bands called Asphyx as well as Paradise Lost. And you can really see it in their sound. Paradise Lost definitely kind of has those soaring funeral doom guitar riffs as well as the kind of growly death doom vocal style that's in a lot of the Hooded Menace songs. So Paradise Lost is going to be coming through, and they're playing at the Rickshaw, if I'm not mistaken, and it's going to be in a few months, playing on October 16th, along with the band called Atlas Moth, who I do believe I have played, and they're kind of a doomy, sludgy, or I think post-metal kind of band, but maybe I'll play them in the coming weeks, but super, super excited for this show. Probably going to try to pick up tickets right away. So Paradise Lost put out an album last year on the legendary Century Media Records. You can hear a track off of it. It's called Medusa. And the track that I had picked out is something called No Passage for the Dead. And then after that, you can hear a band that's... I didn't realize it, but they put out a new album a few months ago. And I don't know how it slipped under my radar, but I've been checking it out recently. And it's a band called Yob, the stoner sludge metal band from, I do believe they're out of Eugene, Oregon, if I'm not mistaken. Let me see. Yeah, Eugene, Oregon. And they have come through Vancouver, but I haven't had a chance to see them. I can't remember the reason why I missed their show, but hopefully they come back sometime soon. The new album from Yob is called Our Raw Heart, and it's out on Relapse Records. You can hear a track of it called In Reverie. It's kind of a long form track, so yeah, I think we'll just hear these two tracks and I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from the Paradise Lost album that came out in 2017. It's called Medusa, and you can hear a track of it called something called, what did I have queued up? Oh, something called No Passage for the Dead. We'll be right back.
41st Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 13th to 15th. Experience the music of your world with artists from across North America and around the globe coming to make this the best weekend of your summer. Artists this year include the great Rye Cooter featuring the Hamiltones, the glorious Nico Case, the exciting Son Jarocho of Mexico Son de Madeira, Rodney Crowell, Juno winners The Dead South, bluesman Guy Davis, Mozambique's Wazimbo and Banda Kakana, Alex Cuba and many more. Come to the beach to hear a world of music and magic at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Info and tickets at thefestival.bc.ca. Come on down to the Rio Theatre on July 14th to watch the 9th Annual Girls Rock Camp Vancouver Showcase. 8 magical bands will perform their exciting new songs they have written at camp that week. Doors are at 1:30 p.m. and the show is at 2:30. For more information about Girls Rock Camp, visit www.girlsrockcampvancouver.ca. Even though it's bright and sunny outside, are you still an emotional mess on the inside? Well, then come check out Angry and Afraid, the therapeutic comedy show about all our hates and fears, featuring stand-up and sketch comedy. Saturday, July 14th at Little Mountain Gallery at Main and 26th in Vancouver. Doors are at 8 and the show is at 8:30. Plus, we got $4 beers. Go to facebook.com/angryandafraid for details. That's facebook.com/angryandafraid. Let's get emotional, summer style.
Right. Who'd win in a wrestling match, Lemmy or God?
Lemmy. God.
Wrong, dickhead. Trick question. Lemmy is God.
Powercore, heavy metal radio, decimating eardrums in the lower mainland since 1985. Tune in every Saturday from 1 to 3. Don't let your mother know. Don't go out tonight. Don't even try to
fight. And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from Yob. A track called In Reverie is taken from the Our Raw Heart album that just came out on Relapse Records. Prior to that was the legendary Paradise Lost with a track called No Passage for the Dead. It's taken from 2017's Medusa. That was out on Century Media Records, and they are going to be coming through Vancouver and playing with a band called The Atlas Moth, as well as Solstafar. And they're playing on October 16th at the Rickshaw Theatre. So up next on Canada Post Rock, we're going to be hearing some more loud music, and we're going to hear something from Eastern Canada in a loud, or a death metal group called Cthulhist, Cthulhist is, I do believe how you pronounce it, but they are based out of, where did I find where they're from? I think they're from I know they're from Quebec, but it's a small town. McMasterville, Quebec is where they're from. Anyways, if you see their name, it's very similar to how the H.P. Lovecraft character Cthulhu is pronounced. And I do believe I think technically in the mythos is there's not really any way that we can pronounce that word. So I'm guessing it falls along those lines. Anyways, Cthulhist have an EP or a 7-inch out called Passage into the X. It's called Passage into the Exanoth. I'm having a real hard time with this, but if you could just check out the Profound Lore Records Bandcamp, you can check out some more. You can hear the title track off of this 7-inch, and then after that, you can hear something from another artist out on the Profound Lore record label. You can hear something from a group called Innumerable. Let me see what it's called. Oh, Innumerable Forms, and a track that's going to be coming out sometime soon. I know it's only for pre-order right now, but the album is called Punishment in Flesh. You can hear a track off of it, well, the self-titled track, and Innumerable Forms are based out of Boston, Massachusetts, making some pretty really, really great death metal. So this will be coming out on August 17th. But first, right here on CHR 101.9 FM, this is something from Cthulhist. And this track is called Passage into the Exanoth, right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back.
And that was Innumerable Forms with a track called Punishment in Flesh off the album of the same name that's forthcoming and will be released on August 17th. So thanks for tuning in to Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone. And actually, the other track that you heard was Cathayalist and a track off the Passage into the Exonoth. So thanks for tuning in this week. I'll be back next week with some more great music. And keep it locked on CHR for more great programming. And I'm going to leave you tonight with an artist that's coming through Vancouver again. And that's the metal group called I Hate God. And they are playing on August 16th at the Rickshaw Theater. And they're playing with Erosion as well as Rain Grow and Unroot. So that's going to be a pretty packed bill. And if you're not familiar, I Hate God is a longtime very sludgy metal group that definitely has a bit of the kind of southern metal sound to it. And there's been some recent news with I Hate God. The longtime guitarist, Brian Patton, has left the band to focus on, I do believe he has a family and new baby, so is not able to fit the touring schedule. So they will have a slightly different live format, and I think they're operating as a four-piece. You're going to hear something from the 20, let me see what album, they've got so many albums out. You can hear something from the 2014 album called, which is just self-titled. You can hear a track called Parish Motel Sickness. And then, yeah, that should be it. So thanks for tuning in right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is a track called Parish Motel Sickness by I Hate God. And don't forget to keep it. Don't forget to check out our website, CITR.ca, and you can get podcasts and playlists and a running list of songs that you may have misheard me say and whatnot. Anyways, enjoy. We'll be right back.
Satanism is a religion and subsequent philosophy.
This Orient fight seems to be much more forgiving of the normals.
Yeah, the goddess of chaos, or archetypes, or
I. Of really heavy interest in